This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. USDA reported that 1.37 million metric tons of corn was sold for export. They said that 446,000 metric tons of wheat was sold, which was higher than the 406,000 metric tons of soybeans sold. Corn sales were good, with the soybean sales disappointing. The U.S. dollar has fallen to new lows last week, which makes U.S. ag products more competitive. It would have taken a remarkable Friday not to have lower closes for the week, but bulls have not surrendered yet. Their greatest problem is that there are too many of them. Chicago border trade markets will have to prove that they can still respond to bullish news if USDA releases a friendly supply-demand report. A portion of Brazil is forecast to get some helpful rain next week, while northeast Brazil and Argentina dry out. Most soybean loss in La Nina year typically comes from Argentina. Brazil is typically less impacted. However, the round of early dryness that occurred in the Mato Grosso was far more serious, producing a record moisture deficit than the historical norm for La Ninas. They will likely play the rains were better or worse than expected game next week. Crude oil rebounded to a new high after the OPEC Plus summit got producers to agree to a gradual production increase, starting with 500,000 barrels in January. It was either that or everyone go their own way and have the oil market collapse again. There is so much chafing going on with members under financial duress that compliance is less likely. Asian oil demand, where they've had the pandemic under a degree of control, is actually not bad. OPEC oil is too expensive to import here. The group is going to meet monthly instead of quarterly now. Brexit negotiators are telling each other that now is the time for the other to make concessions to get a deal done. Previously, when they reached this point, they kicked the can down the road, but this time that is unlikely past December 31st. Business in Europe is girding for a failure by stockpiling inventories that may be disrupted as trade snarls. The European Union is having trouble holding itself together, as two members rejected an agreement requiring unanimity in Brussels. Brexit may only start with the UK as the first domino if it fails to unravel. Why that is so bullish the euro escapes me. Then again, our union is not so perfect and seems to be unraveling too. The currency markets seem convinced that this will all work out over there. Congressional leaders are sending different signals that they do want a COVID aid bill before Christmas. They appear to be converging around the bipartisan moderate-sized bill put out there as a compromise. It would cost $908 billion, which was more than Republicans wanted to spend, and much less than Democrats wanted in funding. Whether more aid will follow in January may be determined by the voters in Georgia. On the hogs, the ham yo-yo is really swinging. This time it was down to a $13 loss. A $5 swing in ham prices used to be a big move, and now it's up 18 and off 13 day-to-day. They have found ham buyers on the breaks. Bellies lost $7 and are priced for the freezer. It's not bacon season, but by next summer, when travel and meetings are getting planned again, it will be. Smithfield has ultra-cold freezers that they are now offering for use to store COVID vaccine. Good for them. I know, Chinese company, part of the conspiracy, right? McDonald's is getting a bonanza of free press from the major media, who picked up on the McRib being back. Even the Washington Post and Axios were writing about it. If it was left on the menu all year, it would just be another boring sandwich. I have no idea what cut of pork that they use to make it out of, but expect it's not very expensive meat. On the cattle, the choice cutout appears to have confirmed a top in the product market. Packers have such a margin that they will not notice a little weakness in the beef market. At least packers will have an excuse when they lower cash cattle bids. The cash market falls when beef prices do, but does not follow as closely when beef prices go up. February is normally a good time for beef demand with strong restaurant business. Unfortunately, nothing is normal. The pandemic is getting much worse, and the health officials say that the next 3 months will be hell on hospitals. States and cities are being forced to shut down when the hospitals get crushed. Beef demand will rely most on what goes through the meat case, and the winter season depresses that. We should focus on getting through winter without backing cattle up into spring as a victory. As to beef demand, it will not get better until people get vaccinated and regain consumer confidence to go out in public where people breathe the same air. That could be next spring. Bulls are expecting something more normal than that, with a higher cash market structured in February live cattle. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.